Since the start of his recording career more than 30 years ago, pianist Fred Hirsch has earned a reputation as one of the most exciting voices on the instrument, a performer who frequently straddles the line between jazz and classical with uncommon ease. It also helps that Hirsch's chosen instrument has an impressive body of work that has followed it through the centuries.
I think they're connected for me largely just through the piano. If you play the alto saxophone, there isn't a rich literature for alto saxophone. There's kind of a lot of bad French music and some orchestral pieces. But the piano, you know, we've got 400 or 500 years of great keyboard music to work with, so it's kind of silly not to take advantage of that.
Floating, Hirsch's new album with his trio, is an example of the marriage of the two styles. Even on the piece Home Fries, which borrows heavily from the music of Louisiana, but owes a debt to the contrapuntal melodies of Bach.
I've always had a very active left hand, and it's gotten even more so in recent years. I mean, sometimes I play, you know, a little more traditionally with just sort of chords in the left hand and lines in the right hand, but my left hand is always kind of, you know, thinking of what it can do that might be interesting, either accompanying or working against the right hand.
Hirsch employs some of the same elements on the tune You and the Night and Music, but also creates melodic phrases which can challenge the listener.
I like to take chances. I don't like things to be too predictable. There has to be some danger in it, or it's not honest. You know, I never like to go to a jazz performance and feel like somebody's just sort of regurgitating something that they've already played a million times and they're just executing it. It's not really the spirit of it. So, you know, I mean, a lot of it is the way that I interact with my band, and I like to leave space, and that means that my phrasing is different.
Revisits the music of one of his favorite jazz composers, Thelonious Monk, with the composition Let's Cool One. The Ohio native says that he likes to play Monk's music as often as he can, and his 1998 tribute to the master, Thelonious, remains one of the brightest spots in his discography.
You know, Monk's music it's been an interesting journey for me, because obviously you don't want to imitate Monk because you're not going to sound as good as he does. There's sort of a great dancing quality to Monk's music. It's very inspiring, really.
Despite various teaching assignments, including one at Rutgers, Hirsch still studies the piano and continues to seek out ways to make his playing and compositions constant revelations.
I can't expect an audience to be interested if I'm not interested, so that's why you have to keep writing new music or learning new pieces or creating situations that challenge you.
The Fred Hirsch Trio performs at Chamber Music at the Barn this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. Floating, the group's latest CD, is out now. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.